here's a story from The World.
In South Africa, historic floods on the east coast of the country around the city of Durban have devastated the region. Close to 400 people have lost their lives. Buildings have collapsed, major roads have been washed away, and schools are closed after widespread flooding in school buildings. Fidelis Udo is a researcher at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Your university is based in Durban, Fidelis, or Akwatini, as it's known in Zulu. How is your community being impacted?
So actually, the floods has really devastated the eThekwini, the Durban area. It has washed away many houses. It has washed away many businesses. It has washed away people's sources of livelihood. And many lives have been lost. So it is a very devastating situation, especially the poor people who have maybe less options. And a lot of sources of livelihood of these poor communities have been washed away.
So in the past week in the area around Durban, you've seen dramatically heavier rains, and is it still raining?
Yes, it is still raining. And according to the forecast, it's likely to continue for maybe a few days to come.
So Fidelis, your research has examined the vulnerability, especially on Black women, to floods in Durban. What have you found?
What we found from our research is that during events of floods like this, these floods actually affect mostly, you know, the informal settlements of this Durban area. Majority of these informal settlements, which are heavily affected by floods, are inhabited by many Black women. For instance, we realized that many of these women are single parents. Many of them have family responsibilities to bear. And during time of floods, all these power dynamics and power relations actually compound on these women.
How are you seeing this inequity playing out with this current flood?
You know, owing to the history of South Africa, during apartheid, the Black communities were pushed into the margins, into these informal settlements. And many of these informal settlements are flood prone areas. So many of these Black communities are still occupying these informal settlements. And you see, this kind of government is not giving much attention to actually lift these people from poverty and also to plan their settlement.
Your research also looks at the need to adapt to climate change, which we know all over the world is impacting people of color, women, and poor people first and worse. What are some examples of those adaptations you could see kind of unfolding in Durban?
Some of the interventions have been government providing spaces for victims of floods, and also maybe urban planning. Urban planning has been taking place, but not majorly in this informal settlement. But the issue is there is no attention to actually addressing the plight of these Black communities, of this informal settlement. So from my own perspective, I would say not a lot has been done on the part of government to actually address the vulnerability needs of this marginalized group of people.
Fidelis Udo is a researcher at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban, South Africa. His research focuses on gender and climate change adaptation. Fidelis, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and stay safe.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.